With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration says peace talks with Iran are ongoing.
The 14-day ceasefire is now in its second week, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. has not formally requested an extension with Iran.
We remain very much engaged in these negotiations, in these talks. You heard from the vice president directly and the president this week that these conversations are productive and ongoing.
She says there are discussions about more talks being held in person, but nothing is official until you hear it from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent believes gasoline prices will drop this summer once the Strait of Hormuz has reopened.
I'm optimistic that sometime between June 20th and September 20th that we can have $3 gas again.
President Trump's budget director telling Congress it will take a massive upfront investment to ramp up U.S. weapons production, build more ships, aircraft, and drones. Russell Vaught spoke before the House Budget Committee. Well, the tax filing deadline is midnight tonight, local time. President Trump's administration highlighting the impacts of Republicans' massive tax and spending law. Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler says GOP policies are helping American families keep most of their income.
Thankfully, Republicans united behind common sense policy of letting Americans, not Washington bureaucrats or fraudsters, keep more of what they earn.
A jury finding concert giant Live Nation and its Ticketmaster subsidiary engaged in an anti-competitive monopoly. New York jury decided on claims from dozens of states that the entertainment ticketing behemoth was a monopoly that cost concert goers a lot of money. SRN News. Illinois is the place to go for an abortion. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to research by the Ellen Guttmacher Institute, of the roughly 150,000 women who traveled across state lines to get an abortion last year, 23% went to Illinois, which is more than any other state in the union. Democratic Governor Jay Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion and, with the help of the legislature, has done all he can to make Illinois an abortion destination. This new report indicates that the governor is succeeding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in order to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism. A poll by the Claims Conference revealed among Gen Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. This is SRN News. S&P 500 reaching another record Wednesday. Here's correspondent Damian Troyesi with the story.
Stocks rose to records on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and surpassed its previous all-time high set in January. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points, or 0.1%. Markets have been rallying over the last 2 weeks on hopes for an end to the war with Iran. The U.S. and Iran are currently in a ceasefire. Oil prices held relatively steady below $100 per barrel. They are still well above roughly $70 per barrel from just before the war. Damian Troisi, New York.
In the meantime, earlier in the day, Wednesday, Bank of America was reporting a 30% increase in stock trading revenues for the first quarter, earning some $2.8 billion. More details, srnnews.com.